greatest film of all time. It's one of our touchstones together culturally, like pop culture. We always quote that movie.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I mean, come on. It's
Bozo. You okay. Need power.
I'll do it, Griff. I'll do it.
Sam, shut up.
Well, that's about as funny as a screen door in a battleship. So
yes.
Thank you, because I think this one is underrated. Like, so many people are like, oh,
it's close, dude. Oh, what's really scary is that October 27, 2015 is now almost 10 years ago, and that was the future.
That was the future. Where are the flying cars, man? We were promised flying cars.
We got enough things to talk about, but I will tell you this story since we're talking. So that day... Did you know that Pizza Hut had a thing going on that day?
The hydration, like to hydrate a pizza.
No, well, on Twitter, they would tweet out like a location. And if you got there, they would give you a special pizza in one of those silver bags.
Oh, my God. What a good idea. Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So a buddy of mine went around.
They came out with the power laces, the Nike.
Yeah.
They did.
And they were like, I think they were like $3,000, but they were reselling for like 20 G's.
What do you think I did with the salary from this movie?
That's it.
Well, and really that's what is worth the money. I mean,
so that's why we do what we do.
You know what? We could have invested in Bitcoin. Instead, we bought sneakers.
Yeah.
That's us. This is us.
This is us.
Honestly, Nicholas, James, it is so great to chat with you because this film is so much fun. I absolutely adore it. It is so much fun. Where did it come from? I think, where did the idea come from?
It literally came from our lives. Yeah. And Nick and I met as actors on a YTV show back in 2001 or 2002. And you know, quickly became best friends when we were cast in Phil Price's second movie, right?
Yeah.
Hatley High, just to really age us. But we, you know, we fell in love with each other. And as soon as we started sharing our stories and we got into family, we realized that we kind of had the same DNA in the sense that we have English, you know, English Canadian fathers who met Quebecois women and fell in love and decided to take the big leap and move to La Belle Province, to move to Quebec. And so we, you know, as we progressed in our careers and ultimately started writing together, we're like, what a wonderful backdrop for, you know, a comedy. And the romanticism that is Quebec and, you know, the tradition and the food and the passion and the language. We thought, you know, it's the lowest hanging fruit that seemingly no one had really plucked yet, at least in the way that we wanted to like smash US culture and Quebec Canadian culture. Yeah. And you know, when I say US culture, we talk about that, you know, it's Canada's, we're like the 51st state, right? And so it all started because we had that same story of just our families and our parents being kind of the original authors of this movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so cool, because honestly, like this feels like a bit of a love letter to Quebec.
It 100% is. Yeah, I mean, look, we grew up in Montreal and spent a lot of time in Quebec City, and it was again, I think it was kind of shocking to us that no one had sort of put Quebec City in an English film, sort of as a backdrop. And as James said, what a lovely backdrop for a fairy tale romantic comedy,
like literally a castle in the
city
on top of the hill.
And so we were like, this is perfect, and what an enchanting little town to tell a love story in.
I think Montreal, at least on the American side, like a lot of people know Montreal and celebrate Montreal, and rightfully so. I mean, it's just such a wonderful place, and yet Quebec City is very much lesser known.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, that is quite frankly the Europe of you know, the Americas is just up the street, guys.
Yeah, a 400-year-old city.
And it's bizarre that it's not as well known as, you know, the cities of Toronto, Vancouver, and Calgary, and Montreal. And we're like, well, let's just try to get there. You know, let's try to get people to know the magic that we were lucky enough to live in for all those years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that brings me to Zach because, I mean, he's first of all, I love Zach. I've loved his work for a long time, and he's
Monumental talent, that guy.
so good.
Huge,
How did you
immense.
get involved, and what was that those conversations like? Because, like you said, Quebec City is largely unknown.
It's funny, when we were sort of doing our dream cast list, he was always at the top, but as a sort of a, can we like get a Zach Braff type?
Yeah, like the archetype
Like the
was
wish
at
list.
the top of our Google Doc,
And
was literally like Zach Braff typed, because
and
we don't
our no, but our intrepid producers, Anders Bard and Valerie Dotay, they managed to get it to the right people who got it in the hands of Zach, and then Zach read it and he just loved it. He responded to the script, and we were lucky enough to get a meeting with him, and then we had a lovely meeting. We spoke for an hour or so, and by the end of it, he's like, "Guys, I'm in. Let's do this." And
He also shot. I mean, this is the benefit of the great crews of Montreal, right? That for the last 30, 40 years have done these massive American movies, and some of those were Zach's, right? I think he shot before French Girl, he shot two other films up there. And so he had just a love affair with Quebec, and you know, the talent on the technical side, and how easy it is to shoot up there, and the kindness of the people and the romanticism of the language and just the quality of those crews. You know, it was like an easy yes, I guess, on that front. Once he liked the movie, he's like, "And we get to shoot in Montreal and Quebec City." Yep.
As long as it's not winter. He literally was like, "If this was in the winter, I'm not doing your
That
movie."
was also one of our musts.
Yeah.
Like, we are not setting this in the
Summertime only.
That's just being wise.
Yeah,
That's
absolutely. We don't have a death wish, no.
You know, honestly, the dynamics between the whole cast are so much fun, but I wondered about fighting with our family, because that is such a key theme throughout this film. And I was wondering, what do you think that means, and is there a healthy way to do that?
I think you really abuse the people you love the most and you're the closest with. I mean, you take for granted that they're gonna love you no matter what. So it can get spicy, the fireworks can go off, and it's quite often a little intense, but that's what family is, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
no one tells you the truth as much as your own family,
yeah,
you know, and
exactly.
sometimes it's tough to hear.
Yeah.
But it comes, you know, if you're lucky enough, like we were, it comes from a place of love and support, and those challenges are just thrown your way to kind of confidently tell you whether or not you're doing the right or wrong thing.
Yeah, and it's funny to laugh at other people who are having the fight. If you're not having a fight, it's great to laugh at other people fighting with their family. So we thought it was good fodder for comedy. But yeah, and you know, the French Canadians are also a little more, we're a little more boisterous sometimes. So we wanted to play with that, and you know, let that musicality and that those some of those you know, fighting words fly.
And you know, dinner scenes are,
Yeah.
I think, really some of our favorites to watch in films and as fans and as cinephiles. And that was like one of the most important things. We're like, as soon as Gordon gets to Quebec, let's throw him in a Christmas level dinner.
Yeah.
Because that is, you know, being Quebecois, like when you come back home, I mean, every meal could be a national holiday.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what day of the year it is.
Banquets,
Yeah,
left and
like
right.
banquets. And we just thought, oh, that'll be so fun, you know, to throw our New Yorker into the fire.
Yeah.
And because that's, you know, that's at least our dads, that was their story, you know.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, meeting our French Canadian moms and just being in Three Rivers and with
Yeah.
like 25 brothers and sisters and these massive Quebec
Yeah.
families
More
where
cigarettes though back then.
cigarettes
Yeah.
at the table.
That room would have
That's
just
right.
been
A
filled with
cloud,
smoke.
just a
And
cloud.
now a little healthier, you know. We're
Yep.
evolving.
Yep. We are evolving.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, I'm sure your families have seen the film. What has been their reaction of you bringing them sort of onto screen?
Disappointment.
Yeah, utter disappointment. Yeah.
They're like,
They're
once again,
is
you
this
made a
all you
wrong
guys
movie.
could do?
No, my mom was excited. I'll never forget when we were at the Independence Day Resurgence premiere, which Nick and I co-wrote. This was back in 2017 or
Sixteen,
whenever it
2016,
came out,
yeah.
and we walked out of the Chinese Man theater. Hollywood Boulevard is closed.
Huge
And
premiere.
she comes out and she's like, "There's too many bombs, you know, everything explodes." And I'm like, "Okay." So you do like it.
Back she's to like, the family. No. The family telling
like,
the truth.
Yeah, it's like it's not that I don't like it, but you know, one day a movie about feelings. And...
So we made a movie about feelings.
We took his mom's advice, and here we are. But they, my mom gushed over it. She was so proud.
They were so proud.
And they love. Like, I think one of the great things we're hearing feedback from the Quebec population that's seen it so far is they're just happy to see their culture sort of revered on screen, not made fun of, but treated with respect and earnestness. Exactly. And celebrate it because that's our culture. We just wanted to put it on a pedestal and showcase it as best we could with the music, with the landscape, all of it.
Yeah, and you know it, that doesn't mean that we can't have fun and laugh at our own selves. But it right away was like, well, we got to protect the integrity of our people and celebrate it first and foremost.
Yeah.
Once we had done that, we're like, okay, now let's laugh at ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you have to, I guess, trust yourself and know that, you know, it comes from that place first. And I think we pull it off. At least this is what people are telling us. Whether or not they're lying, we don't know.
Who knows what they're saying?
Who knows? But no, our families are so proud, and you know, we're only francophone, and it was just so fun to like get back in back home, like,
yeah,
literally come back home in both languages and to do a movie and to have people say yes to that.
Oh, it was great.
Was a bit of a miracle.
Well, and you know, it's funny, you said that a couple times, but it is rare that we get to see Quebec be Quebec and laugh right. at it and laugh with it, I should say, not laugh at
yeah.
it.
Laugh with, yeah, laugh with it.
And it, we've seen that with Toronto, but less so, especially Quebec City, like you said.
Yeah.
With that being said, guys, I know we're running out of time, but what do you hope people take away from French Girl?
I just hope they laugh at it and just enjoy themselves. It's the world's a really tough place to live in right now, and I think I hope more of these movies get made because we all need a good laugh. So you know, it's been so heartening to see it with a crowd and to hear people laugh. It's literally the most gratifying thing for us because we just want to spread a little joy, you know, in this really kind of.
Yeah, we kind of got lucky in our timing, you know, and not to talk about those really tough few years where everyone was just isolated at home. I won't even say the C word.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that reminded audiences everywhere how important it is to laugh. And you know, we got a little bit lucky that way because we had a movie that kind of was a throwback, you know, to those 90s, even 80s, I guess, you know, comedies in the early 2000s, which for whatever reason, the system kind of hit the pause button on making those. And yet they're still the most watched, you know, data-wise, when you look at the Netflixes and the Amazons and the Apples, like they are kind of still tracking at the top of the list.
Yeah.
And so we thought, man, if we could be lucky enough one day to make one of those and to make people feel safe and enjoy themselves and to have a laugh, thank God Telefilm said yes.
Yeah.
And thank God, you know, Valerie Dota and Anders Bard said yes. And thank God Paramount said big time yes. So hopefully people feel, you know, feel the fun that we had in making it. And you know, it's, we always say it's like we have 95 minutes to put a smile on people's face, and you know, maybe we did.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's so much fun, guys. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
And thank you.
That is the greatest poster on earth, my friend.
You're a legend.
We're in love with you,
bro. Yeah. I am so thankful for that. I'm so thankful. Yeah. But I got to make
you don't even understand, yeah, man. We could by memory play the whole film.
You're right, dead, you son of a bitch.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Wait.
I'm old.
Oh yeah, I'm young.
Mom,
is that you?
Mom, is that you? Why does Michael J. Fox move his head like that? You're like, is that how girls in their teens move?
That's so weird.
Mom, is that you?
Watch a little TV, son.
That, anyway, that's for your next film.
Sandra Channel 44.
Yeah, another channel.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Fine.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.